pro candy.
We're for it.
Generally speaking. We have a candy problem.
I think we lean, you know, it's interesting. People think candy and they think about a wide range of things, but we're really heavy on fruit candy. We tend to leave chocolate behind.
Completely. Yeah, well, you leave chocolate behind and I'll eat it.
Yeah.
I find the chewable version of most candies that are out there is oftentimes superior.
Well, it's more conducive to a good practice.
And I feel like the majority of us have made the argument before that chocolates are not candies.
Yeah, they're a separate category.
They're a confection.
Yeah. It's like calling divinity candy. It's like, sure, no, but on. It's another thing.
Oh, here's a plate of brownies. Would you like some of this candy?
Yeah. Ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
What an absurd situation.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Intolerable.
Most days I feel a lot more strongly about Skittles replacing one of their flavors than I do about politics in general. Like,
yeah. That's a bold statement.
Most days. Well, I'm...
He's a bold man.
I'm
very...
Well, actually, I'm a white man, so politics are fine for me right now. But I have problems with them replacing my Skittles.
Very much.
Uh-huh.
Like, those are the problems I got.
What's your favorite Skittle flavor?
Oh, it's red. It's red.
It's just red flavor.
I don't know. They probably call it strawberry. But that is not what strawberries taste like. Cherry?
Is it cherry?
I would have said cherry.
See, like a full-on red on any candy is usually supposed to be cherry. Strawberry's always got a lighter hue.
We don't judge Skittles by their verisimilitude. To the fruit they're based on.
It's a color.
It's a whole different thing.
I almost always like candies that are color-based, not flavor-based.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like,
sure, yeah.
Like Runtz, the way Kool-Aid is.
Kool-Aid is a similar, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Runtz.
These are flavors science has given us.
Yeah. Thanks to candy, I was really disappointed the first time I ever had a grape in my life.
In that respect, red would obviously be the worst.
I missed a joke.
I missed that one.
Did any of you all actually eat the runt banana?
I did.
Yeah.
The trick is to put it in the back of your mouth and bite down on it with your molars.
Yeah. You think it tastes good?
I liked that one.
I eat the banana flavored runts in the same way I clean my oven. It's like
you don't.
No, you have to. You bought this handful of runts from the machine. Two of them were banana. What are you going to throw them away?
Yes. You do throw them away.
You throw the banana runts away.
I do. If you see me like with a box of runts, very high chance there'll be a pile of little yellow bananas.
You're not even going to donate them to charity?
I'm going to say everybody can bring your banana runts to me.
To Jess?
I will eat them.
Okay. All right. Recycling program for banana runts.
You heard that, Springfield. Bring your banana runts to Jessica Belisle at KSMU.
Mikey is, he's the sole member of the Lemon Drop Camp.
Yes.
Yeah, big shout out to the Lemon Drops. They're delicious.
Mikey, let me ask you a question.
The hardest candy we do at practice, really.
I have some questions about it.
Yeah.
Does it hurt your mouth? Because I find a lot of times a Lemon Drop is going to hurt my mouth.
Oh, well, there's different kinds.
Okay,
because the
give me the wisdom.
The ones that we had, they're sugar coated, you know.
Yeah,
those can be a little rough to start out. You got to kind of just get through that sugar coating, and then they just become smooth and delicious. But then the other ones that Jay brought to practice a while back, they don't have that sugar coating on the outside. They just start out smooth and just finish great.
When you say they hurt your mouth, Jody, do you mean like it's a twinge, like a muscular twinge?
No, I mean
like scratch the roof.
240 grit sandpaper.
Mm. Oh, like eating Funyuns?
A little bit like that. I think maybe Mikey could teach me some techniques for starting easy on the Lemon Drops.
It's probably like...
Careful. If you eat too many in one sitting, it can really be pretty tough on the
roof of
your mouth.
You can injure yourself.
It's probably like learning to appreciate bourbon, where you can start with the really good stuff and work your way down more easily.
Mm.
Because once you know kind of what you're looking for and you've had a really good experience, you can experiment more.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
As a kid, I would eat those Warheads.
Yeah.
And those would do, like, you know, that, like, twin, that, like, mouth spasm that you would get.
Kind of gives you, like, a little shudder, like, huh?
No, it's like if it goes...
That's what I got.
If it goes into, like, a certain part of my mouth, it's as if all my muscles start to, like... Spasm back there.
That sounds like some X-Files kind of.
It is strange.
It is.
I think that was part of what they were selling, though, was that experience.
I'm not big on the sour candies. Yeah.
But really lemon drops do. That was what I was going to say. Lemon drops do that to me sometimes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. If they hit me in just the right spot in the mouth, suddenly I'll have like a...
I did have a couple in that last batch over at your house, Jody, that were pretty sharp when I first put them in. Just really kind of...
Really got you.
Clench up a little bit, you know?
Quality control in the lemon drop factory and maybe took a break that day.
Yeah, someone put an extra coating
They need to go poach these spree guys.
But there's a long tradition in candy of an intentionally unpleasant... sensation attached to the candy that sells.
Yeah, that's true.
Like anything with a liquid center, that's obviously gross.
It's disgusting.
And it also sells candy.
Are you including gushers in this? Because those
absolutely.
Are...
Absolutely.
That was where my mind went.
That's not okay.
You think a gusher's not disgusting?
I think gushers are incredible.
They are, but I think that's Jody's point.
Yeah. So Shel Silverstein has to put boogers and stuff in his poem, and the kids love it.
Fantastic.
Gushers are the boogers of candy.
I did love to eat them when I was eight.
but then there's other candies where you have like a Tootsie Roll Pop, where you have this delicious sucker, and then you get the Tootsie Roll in the center.
It's all good. Yeah,
Tootsie Rolls are great, and I will defend them the rest of my life.
What? Who?
It's chocolate
taffy.
Who doesn't
like a Tootsie Roll?
How can you not like a Tootsie Roll?
Okay. It's once around, worst candy ever made.
Tootsie Roll.
That you've ever had.
Whoppers.
Oh, gosh.
Those little, God, that's a strong entry.
Yeah. Oh, I can't They're stand those
Whoppers
things.
Are bad.
Are those the
worst?
Small balls.
Yeah.
Those little wax bottles.
Terrible. Mikey?
Oh, gosh. Man. I don't know. Like the...
Oh, I got
some bad candies. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't want to take yours, but...
Oh, go ahead.
Circus peanuts.
Ooh. Yeah, that's gross. Mm.
Terrible.
Oh, man.
I've never met anybody who's like, yeah, I'm going to dig into these circus peanuts.
Candy corn.
Literally never in my life, and they've been around
candy corn.
Forever.
You like that?
Yeah, it's so good. It's delicious.
Yeah. A few people like candy corn.
Candy corn is so gross.
Candy corn's weird because, at least for me, on its own, I want nothing to do with it. But if you mix in, like, some salty peanuts and maybe, maybe even, like, chocolate-covered raisins or something in there with it, like... Gives you a nice milieu, of
like flavors. A nice harvest time trail mix. Yeah.
I never had
chocolate
except
covered coffee beans. Does that count?
What
we chocolate that. Covered coffee beans?
That's a bold choice.
Oh, I love those.
I can't stand. I don't like coffee.
That's a problem.
One of those ones. It was.
Why would you eat a coffee bean?
That was Harry on the experience.
Well, you know, before I figured out what it was too late.
I will eat thousands of chocolate covered coffee beans before I eat.
Yeah, those ones that they have up in the
candy corn.
Awesome.
So gross. Candy corn's so, delicious also because it's seasonal, and I feel like that adds to the fun in eating it.
That makes sense. Yeah. You know what you never see anymore is those tongue splashers gum that turned your mouth all kinds
I
of colors.
I love the splasher.
And you like that was a playground thing when we were all kids. I think everybody our age, and I just kind of wish that would make a comeback because that could be a lot of fun in the workplace. Like I could come in, we have a meeting, and I've got this gum, and then my mouth is purple, and everybody's having a great time. Uh-huh. I could do that.
I was always a juicy fruit man myself.
Yeah, juicy fruit's good gum.
But it doesn't turn you
But I'm digressing from
no,
candy.
It doesn't, but they had great commercials.
This gum is not candy.
No.
It's just in the same aisle.
Do we want to rehearse tonight? And in the deep part of the night.